The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, has said he envisages that all sectors of the economy will have reopened by Christmas, but the precise timing will depend on advice from the National Public Health Emergency Team. The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Whelan, is due to give a news briefing this afternoon ahead of a NPHET meeting tomorrow. A government roadmap for reopening is expected next week. Today, the employers' body IBEC has said the plan should provide autonomy for businesses to reopen safely. We'll hear from IBEC in just a moment. But first, here's the Minister for Health speaking earlier.
Now, there may be restrictions that we get public health advice to keep with for some time. You know, so will there, for example, be higher risk environments where people should wear masks? You know, should we continue to, you know, wash our hands and do all of that? The public health advice, I imagine, on that will be the basics are things we would want to keep doing. But we're waiting for public health advice now, and obviously the NPHET is meeting this week, the COVID committee is meeting this week, and Cabinet is meeting next week. And what we want to do is we want to provide real certainty for people. It's been a brutal year and a half. Most of society and most of the economy is open, but we're very aware that there are still parts that aren't, that have suffered hugely. And what we want to do is help them open as quickly as possible, make sure that when they do open, that they can stay open. And give them clarity as to when that can happen so they can plan accordingly. Obviously, specific dates are something that we would be looking to NPHET for, and we'll be discussing at Cabinet. But yes, certainly the view would be that we would be open this calendar year, yeah.
The employers' body IBEC says a return to office working is a key priority for many of its members. IBEC Chief Executive Danny McCoy wants the reopening roadmap to allow for a phased return to the workplace and for businesses to have autonomy in how they reopen.
Well, understandably, over the last year and a half, you know, guidance has come from the government through the public health authorities. But now that we're moving to a phase where hopefully this will just become endemic rather than a pandemic, and with the level of vaccination, it is now time to take the individual circumstances of people in terms of personal responsibility, but also corporately, that businesses would have autonomy along with their employees and customers to decide what type of phased return to the office environment, gradual return, that's better done at the level of the firm than a blanket approach across society.
So in relation then to people returning to the office, it should be up to individual businesses, staff. You're saying there shouldn't be any further restrictions, any further public health restrictions?
Not that there wouldn't be any public health restrictions, because clearly dealing with the Delta variant and the experience we've had, we've got safe return to work protocols. And so businesses are very regulated anyhow on health and safety and taking account of our experiences with COVID. So there's plenty of protocols and regulations in place. But the actual decision in terms of timing and the proportion of staff to be brought back, they should be really unique to the circumstances of the business. And the best people to decide are the individuals in terms of personal responsibility, but also the firms in terms of dealing with the realities of their staff, the reality of their customers, to ensure that they return safely. And we have those protocols agreed with the government and the trade unions through the Labour Employer Economic Forum.
We've had a year and a half, 18 months now of remote working for very many people, but you're saying that a return to the office is a key priority for many IBEC members. Why do they want to see people back in the office?
Yeah, so for many, not for everybody, for many. And again, that goes to the heart that, you know, we will have different circumstances of different types of businesses. But in the main, the reason why getting people back together collectively, maybe not 5 days a week in gradual and phased, is for collaboration. A lot of the learning that goes on is from watching other people interact with customers, with clients, with other colleagues. And this is particularly true for younger people or new hires into organizations, that they get to understand the culture, the way things are done around. And it's just very difficult to do that prescriptively on virtual platforms. It's much more regulated than the capacity when people are together to just learn on the job physically. So I think that's what a lot of firms will want to do, but also the experience that's needed for the customers, and in particular the experience economy, where there needs to be that personal contact, or people need collectively to get together, that will be done on a safe basis, sensitive to the protocols, but the actual blanket decisions on when it happens, how many people, shouldn't be done at the level of the government nor of public health. There should be autonomy at the level of the business.
You're also, again, expressing concern about restrictions, continuing restrictions on what you describe as the experience economy, live events, music and the arts. They, we know, remain curtailed. How important is it that there's clarity and a roadmap this week as a result of NPHET meeting and then the Cabinet subcommittee?
I think it's really important, you know, in contrast to the office workers who actually are functioning and our economy is doing well, that's a different issue. But for the sectors that are involved in that experience event, they're just not working. So they need to have that capacity to have their livelihoods returned and also the kind of dividend to the society in terms of the proportions that are now vaccinated, that people want to get back out and to socialise, but clearly in all cases to be done safely in terms of protocols, use of antigen testing and so on. So the roadmap, I think, is critical. And a bit more timely pace on it now as well, stretching it out into the new year, as I've heard some people speculating, is too late for lots of people who will have missed yet again another season in their businesses.
There is clarity, it would seem, around the pandemic unemployment payment. It's to start to be cut by €50 initially from September the 7th. For those businesses that remain closed as a result of public health restrictions in, for example, the live entertainment sector, should that cut be deferred?
I think definitely in the sense of the business themselves, whether the pandemic unemployment payment is to the individual, to the employees, but clearly the other supports that are there for the business, the so-called CRIS and EWIS employee wage subsidy schemes and the Corona monies to those who are closed, I think they need to be in place to ensure that there is a business to reopen so the employees can come back. Clearly, there are some difficulties. If people's work aren't there, then they, as individuals, should be kept on some form of the PUP. But we've seen over the summer quite a lot of businesses who are reopened are struggling to actually get staff.
So you're saying that the business support should remain in place, but the PUP, the individual payments that perhaps is the only money coming into very many families, it's fine to cut those?
No, it's not. If what I said was in terms of the circumstances of the business, if people are attached to that business, that's their livelihood, then they're going to need that support as individuals. But the PUP does need to be tapered off because the economy is substantially reopened now. Where people are engaging their business, the point of whether they're doing it at home or in an office was my first point. But there's clearly some sectors still closed. But overall, in the PUP, over this summer, we've seen that the PUP has been a significant issue in enticing people back to businesses that are open.
I was asking Danny McCoy about those sectors which may well remain closed after the 7th of September. For example, the entertainment and the live event sector. Should the PUP be maintained for individuals who can't work because of that public health restriction?
Absolutely. For those individuals who are connected precisely to those jobs. But more generally across the economy now that's reopened, it is important that the PUP starts to get wound down and the resources, which are scarce, are targeted at the people who need it most, which would be those sectors and their employees that would remain closed. But the ambition here is to open up the full economy safely and quickly, so this becomes a moot point.
The chief executive of IBEC, Danny McCoy, speaking to me earlier.